Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. I am excited to be back with you another week. I pray that it has been very rewarding for you. I know that it has been challenging, but I believe that if we do the work, then we will definitely get the results. I am really looking forward to this next part, as we have been sorting through our thoughts and through our hearts and through our minds, just trying to get rid of the negative cycle. And on last week, we talked about the vicious cycle of negative thinking, how sometimes you don't even realize how negative you are being, just over the simple things. And so it just creates this cycle. It doesn't have to be about anything in particular, whether it's important or not important, but sometimes we just find ourselves just being negative about everything. And so it carries on into other areas of our lives, negative about who we are, negative about who we're with, negative about the relationships that we have, negative about our job, negative about the church, negative about people in the church or out the church or on your job. And so I'm really excited to be able to be at a point where we can try to make the transition from the vicious cycle to the virtuous cycle. Okay, when you're talking about a vicious cycle, you're talking about a repeat of negative behavior, a repeat of negative thinking, a repeat of negative in the way we act and in our attitudes. And so now we're just trying to eliminate all of that, and we're trying not to regurgitate the past and regurgitate what was and the what is and the what should. We don't want to continue to talk about when we failed last time, but this time we want to talk about the vicious cycle, how to create a plan of success, how we can be successful in every area of your life. And honestly, this came about when on last year, when I sat down and I began to sort through everything in my life and everything that was going on, I realized, number one, that I had got caught up just being a negative person and not even doing it intentionally. And so I wanted to stop that behavior. So I had to really sit down and just, okay, I'm going to let this go, because I even kept regurgitating past mistakes and the past thoughts that I had and the people who hurt me, and I kept bringing it back up and bringing it back up. And don't you know, when you bring that back up, you bring back the pain that's associated with that situation. And you might be having a good day, but because you are regurgitating it and talking about it and thinking about it again and again and again, it's bringing on depression and all these other things. So we definitely want to just stop that vicious cycle and create a cycle where we begin to speak well of ourselves, we begin to speak well of everything around us, we begin to speak positive, we begin to see positive. So it's like a chain reaction. And so every decision that we make now, we have to really sit down and sort through that decision, because we don't want to be anxious for nothing. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known. And the peace of God, and see, that's the thing that we want. You want to have peace about creating a plan of success. So oftentimes we create things and we really don't have a plan. We just want to go do. We don't know what it entails. We don't know what it's going to take to actually to fulfill that desire or to become that person, because most of the time we don't want to put in the work. Okay? And from last night, you know, as everyone was chatting, it seemed like, I was so very proud of everyone who participated, it seemed like you've been doing the work. And when we do the work, we get good results. And so the Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. So I am really, really excited and so proud of you guys for definitely doing that. One of the other things, and then we go pray and start the lesson. One of the other things that really kept coming to mind in December was the fact that I felt like I hadn't accomplished anything. I felt like I was doing a lot of little things that didn't add up to much. I was doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I looked back and I thought, oh, my God, this is another year. What is going to be different? Because time keeps on ticking. Things keep happening. Everything. And so I really wanted to know why I had not accomplished what I set out to accomplish. And why did I have such a horrible year last year? Number one, I entered into things that I didn't have clarity about, okay? I entered into business situations. I said yes to things that I should have said no to or that I should have thought through before I responded. And so those are just some of the things that came to mind as I began to think about those goals. And so I began to see how everyone was, like, creating these vision boards. I think they're beautiful. I think they're wonderful. And I noticed that every time I saw someone's vision board, it was just cluttered with all these different things that they wanted to do. Like, and so I began to ask myself critical questions like, can they do all that this year? I mean, is this the same vision board from last year, or did you just go get some new magazines and do some more arts and crafts? So those are all the questions that was, like, coming in to my head. And so I thought to myself, what would be wrong if you just chose one thing and decided that you were going to be good at that one thing this year? Because that is one thing that could take us into other success steps, okay? So today I asked you to think of one thing. What is that one thing that you really wanted to do? And I know it is beautiful. So it doesn't have to be where, oh, you wanted to go travel around the world. It could be something as simple as I want to organize my home this year, okay? I want it to be clean. I don't want it to be cluttered. It could be where I am going to take a class this year. I'm not going to take a bunch of classes, but I'm going to take one class, and I want to excel, and I want to master that one class. Or I want to write a chapter in my book, and I want it to be a good chapter for my book, you know? So it doesn't have to be many things. It can be one thing. Okay? So let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for yet another week. God, because this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I ask, God, that you would help us through this transitional hour, God, from where we're trying to come from the familiar and trying to come from the negativity, God, and into the promise, God, and so that we can have hope and that we can be encouraged, so that we can be empowered, so that we can be successful at the very thing that you've given us. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, ladies. So, again, we talked again about last week, the virtuous cycle. I'm not going to read the entire passage, but again, this will also be found in your virtual classroom. And ladies, please feel free, if you have any questions about anything, don't hesitate to, I want you to ask me. No question is a dumb question, because I don't think like that. So if you do have any kind of questions and if you're unsure about anything, please, please, please don't hesitate to ask me. Okay, so my little computer is acting up here. We're going to go to Romans chapter 7. And I'm so glad that Paul recorded this because it lets us know that sometimes we get caught up, and you know, he even found himself in the vicious cycle. Romans 7. We're going to start at verse 15. And it says, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good." I like that because Paul is, because the thing that is going on in inside of all of us is the warfare of the thing that you want to do, you find yourself not doing. Okay? And he said, "In that which I do, I hate doing." How many of you really enjoy doing what you do? After you've done all this sorting and you've gone through all of that, you find, you know what, I really don't want to do this. This is not something that I want to do anymore. Or maybe it was something that you used to do that you don't want to do at this stage in life. And so you're transitioning, but you don't know how to make the transition, because oftentimes when we're trying to make this transition from the vicious cycle to the virtuous cycle, we take a lot of things into account. First of all, we don't take ourselves into account. That's number one. We take what other people are going to think and say into account above our own desires. And so we stay in this place of uncertainty because we're torn between two opinions, but what I want and what they want. And a lot of times, most of the people who always have everything planned out for you don't even know what they want themselves. So please take note of that. And many of us have found out through studying that we are people pleasers. Okay, so that is the first thing that we are going to really, really deal with. We're going to stop being people pleasers and start being God pleasers. Because if you search throughout the Bible, people who were doing what they were created to do did not have a cheering section. They did not have people who believed in them. When Joshua and them went into the promised land, they brought back evidence that the land is filled with milk and honey. But they didn't want, the people still didn't believe them. They still didn't want to possess the land. And that's another good point. God has already given it. He's already given it to us. We have to go in and possess it. See, the thing of it is, people say what God has for you is me. You're absolutely right, but he is not going to allow us to be lazy. You got to go get it. You got to fight for your territory. You got to, it's not just going to just, we believe in magic. Many of us, we believe like, oh, hocus pocus, and I'm just going to obtain the promise, and, you know, I'm just going to walk into this virtual cycle, when in reality, you're going to have to fight to make this transition. You're going to step on some people's toes. You're going to have people to stop talking to you. You're going to have some people to stop calling you. You're going to have some negative feedback, but it's okay, because that is a good indicator that you are well on your way. If you have anybody who's already in agreement with you, who never challenges you, then you might need to question your decisions, because it might be that you're not walking on purpose. And see, that's what, when I sat down and I had to really, like, think, why am I doing this class again? Not that I was feeling like, okay, it's not working, but I wanted to know the meaning in which I was doing the class, and it is about sorting through the recovering our lives so that we can begin to live on purpose, think on purpose, talk on purpose, walk on purpose, pray on purpose, and build relationships on purpose, not just happenstance or perhaps, but to live a life on purpose. So I asked you today to get something on your heart and something on your mind that you really wanted to do. I just wanted you to get one thing. I know some of you probably had 10, 15, 50 things, but it doesn't matter. I just want you to grab one thing And that is the thing that I want you to create a plan for this week. I don't care how smart, because, see, it doesn't matter how small it might be or how pretty it might be to somebody else, because that is not going to matter at the end of the day. What matters is that it's important to you. This has to be important to you, okay? So, let's look up virtue. Virtue is a positive trait or quality deemed as a principle, a foundational principle. Okay, so we understand that at the core of our plan, that it's going to have to be positive. So when you plan this week, I don't want you to make plans based upon what you did, where you've been, how you failed. No, we want to create a plan based on a positive trait, okay? Because so oftentimes when you're talking about vicious, you're building everything on a negative. But when we're talking about virtue and the virtuous cycle, we're talking about building things that are positive, that is going to create more success in our lives, okay? So a virtuous cycle will give you favorable results, okay? Whereas a vicious cycle gave you detrimental results, okay? So then we understand that the first thing that is really critical is deciding what it is that you want, okay? You can't go any further than that. You first have to make a sound decision. That means that you cannot make a decision today, and then you make another decision tomorrow. You're going to have to, that's not a sound decision. You have to make a sound decision, okay? And to be of sound mind, okay? So that is number one. You have to make a sound decision. Okay? For God has not, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. We talked about power and of love and what? Of a sound mind. Okay? So we know that we must, if we're going to make a sound decision, we must have a sound mind. All right? I'm going to look up the meaning of sound. I love words. Okay, I love it. Okay, to make a sound decision is when you start walking, okay, it means to start walking, to keep walking until it feels correct, right? You have to keep walking at it until it feels correct, all right? So that means that you have to have an assurance that this is what you, whatever you, before we even plan, this is the first step. I have to make a sound decision, right? I have to have a sound mind. I can't be unstable in my thinking. We talked about that before, being double-minded. And so do not think that you will receive anything from the Lord, right? Because we're being double-minded, which means literally to have two souls. You got one part set on the enemy, and you got one part set on God. And so God said, don't think that you're going to receive anything because you're indecisive. You're sure one minute and you're not sure the next. So you have to have a sound mind and make a sound decision, because I'm going to tell you something. At the end of the day, when the wind blows, when the earth shakes and things in life go crazy as they will, you at the foundation of that, at the bottom of that, that has to be built on virtue. That has to be built on something good. That has to be built on something positive. Because I don't care what has happened in my life, I still know who I am. I still know the gift God gave me. Because nothing took that away from me. Why? Because I know. I know. So you have to, he says, in all thy giving, what? Get an understanding. So you have to make a sound decision. Romans 10, 1 through 3, you don't have to turn through there now, but Paul accurately records that the Israelites had zeal, but not according to knowledge. And then he says they were confused. That is good. That is really good. Let me read that one again. Paul actually records that the Israelites had a zeal, but not according to knowledge. They didn't know. They were enthusiastic. They were excited. They thought it was God, but it wasn't God, because they had zeal, but not according to knowledge. They didn't really know. They just had zeal. Okay? So oftentimes that is exactly what it is. We are excited about something. I told my son, I said, let me share something with you, baby. I said, you know, you're in school. You're trying to transfer to another school, so you talk to this lady, and she somehow convinced you that you needed to go into this area of schooling. All right? Kind of the same line, but you need to go a different route. And so then when we talked to my brother, well, okay, Mom, I think I want to go to school in Oregon. I want to go to school in San Antonio. I said, you know what? I think, son, that you don't have a clue what you want to do. Because when people come along and suggest things, because the enemy will make suggestions, it will have you, like, waving, like, you're double-minded, like, okay, yeah, I should do that like that. And, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, let me do it like that person. And, oh, yeah, I see what they're doing, so let me do it their way. And, oh, let me, you know, and one of the things that I really had to really decide upon is that my journey is my journey. Yes, we look at other people for inspiration, for maybe ideas, but we're not trying to duplicate them. And so in your decision, you have to create your own uniqueness. You know, it has to be tailor-made for you. All right? I mean, one of the things that I struggled with for so many years is that I thought that I was cursed because God had given me so many gifts. And I thought, well, how in the world am I going to do all of these things? So I thought I had to pick up one, put down the other, pick up one, put down the other. But as time progressed, I began to understand that it was all working together, that it was creating something, that he had given me the gifts that I need to do the job, that he has given me the gifts that I need to fulfill a purpose, okay? So you need to know what kind of gifts you have. You need to know, and you need to make a clear decision about what it is that you really want and stand on it. But if you're not standing on virtue, right, because it doesn't matter how you start. It does matter how you start. What's the purpose of building a house on cracked foundation? It does matter how you start. People say, oh, it doesn't matter how you start, it matters how you finish. Maybe in some situations, but in this one, we need to start. We have started off wrong long enough. And then we come back and we try to make it right. And then before you know it, we're doing the same thing again and again. Okay, so the definition of zeal: great energy, eagerness, interest, in pursuit of something, to be motivated. So it's not enough just to be motivated, but you want to change. We want to change. We want to change from the vicious cycle to the virtuous cycle. And what we're doing tonight is we are laying the foundation for how you are going to start your plan. So number one, decision, a sound decision. That's number one, right? Number two, you need to know. You need to have knowledge of the decision that you made. So you can have zeal, you can be enthusiastic, you can be excited, but not according to what? Knowledge. Knowledge means the facts. It means information and skills acquired by a person through experience or education. So oftentimes women come to me and in the same breath they tell me, oh, you know what, I want to do this. And then in the same breath, no, I think I'm going to go back to school to do that. And then, no, I think, you know, God got me on this job. Let me say this. God is perfect. We know that. But oftentimes when you are dealing with this class, you have to deal with you. People say, women say, oh, so now I know what God wants, and, you know, for me, then, no, that doesn't answer the question. Because you need to deal with you. And people say, well, you know, oh, God is not an escape goat. You need to deal with you. What do you want? Make a decision. And not continuously try to create a life that is going to be pleasing to everyone else. Because you're not going to be happy. Tell your situation that occurred the other day at the salon. So I'm sitting there, I'm hurting, and there's this young lady getting her hair done, and one of the stylists are doing, it's just the three of us in there, and I'm sitting there, and we're all just chatting and, you know, talking, and so the young lady, oh, well, if I move from Oklahoma, then I probably would be happy. I said, why would you say that? I said, because it's not in the location. It's in you. So if you're unhappy in Oklahoma, you can go to Zimbabwe and you're going to be unhappy. Why? Because it's in you. Because you don't want to deal with you. We don't want to deal with us. And so as we're talking and as I'm digging gently, deeper with her, she says, I tell her, I said, everything in your life has been planned around other people. Everything. She starts telling me, well, this person, I said, that's not your business. Why are you making that your business? You're miserable because you're trying to make, you can't create a plan for your own life because your plans include what everybody else is doing. And so this week, as we're preparing to make plans, I want this to be centered around you, all right? So then the next thing is Hebrews 6:1. It says, not laying again the foundation against some good works. We don't want to keep starting and stopping and starting and stopping and starting and stopping. Because the Bible declares a wise person aims, but a fool starts off in many directions. So the first thing that we're going to do this week is I really want you to do one thing. I know this may not sound like something grand, but it is. I want you to sort through all the things that you want to do, and I want you to select one thing, and that is the thing I want you to work. I want you to make a decision, a sound decision, and then I want you to know that this is what you want to do. So that means that you were going to do some different type of sorting this week. We are going to be sorting through what we really want and not what other people want for us. Okay? So our time is up. I have really enjoyed this class. Oh, my God, that was too quick. that we're going to have more lessons this week. Even though my arm is messed up, I have vowed to do more on the air this week so that we can really work through this. Okay, love you guys. Thank you so much. And I will see you in the classroom online. Okay, talk soon. Bye-bye.